Welcome to Fusion Coffee House Jazz Series, and we're glad to have everyone out here. We're on the Jazz Spot here at the beautiful Fusion Coffee House on Highland Colony Parkway, and we're sponsored by Crema Design Studios, and we want to thank them for making this live jazz session possible. Today, I'm Raphael Sims, and today we're going to be playing music and listening to Barry Leitch. How about a big round of applause for Barry? Barry is, of course, well known in all the circles around here musically. He's sort of a ubiquitous kind of a guy who plays everywhere with everybody. But he's probably most known for his groups, the Vamps and the Barry Leitch Group. And he's also has a body of work recorded, which we'll be hearing selections from today. And I'm sure we can tell you how to get a hold of some of those records. And also, we'll just be talking a little bit about jazz guitar. So we're going to get started. Barry, good to have you here today.
Good to be here, Raph.
What you going to start with?
Tune I hadn't played in a while, but I heard it the other night. Theolonious Monk, Straight No Chaser.
Thank you.
in that latte, man? All right.
Oh, man, it's just coffee.
Barry Leach.
It's even a decaf.
That's right. In the key of decaf. Barry Leach is with us today. We're glad to have you with us, Barry. Thanks a lot. I know you, you're working this cat around. You've had something like 5 gigs this week, huh?
Yeah, it's been a busy week. Last couple of weeks have been real busy, but they come and go, you know, so you take them when you get them.
Well, you got 5 gigs out here in the country, man. He's doing good. So you're working hard, man. Listen, I know that your solo album, you know, was quite a departure from your Vamps work and your Barry Leach Group work. Have you got another project in the works?
Well, I haven't got it off the ground yet, but I do have something planned. I want to do something that a little more mainstream. I'm going to play some blues, and I got some vocal tunes that I've written, and I want to give that a shot.
A lot of people don't know that that's your blue tennis shoe tapping on the Blues Marathon TV commercial. That's you on there. So that'll work. Well, when do you anticipate getting in the studio again?
Well, I don't know. I'm hoping within the next few months, at least starting something.
Great. You know, so. Good. Now, are the Vamps working a lot?
Yeah, we got a date at Hallam Al's coming up in about 2 weeks or so on March 11th, and we'll be here at the Township Jazz Fest.
That's right.
Next to you.
That's
and right. On the April 9th, is it? That's right.
And, yes, indeed.
And we got a little, I think it's a little private party booked in May.
Great. Well, I'm glad you brought that up. The Township Jazz Festival will indeed be held right out here in the lawn, out here in the Vamps. We'll be returning there, sort of a festival tradition, closing it out with the Vamps. So that's we're glad to have y'all back. Barry, let's talk just for a second about who your jazz guitar influences have been, if you've got one or two stick out.
Yeah, I guess when I first got into jazz, I was, you know, coming from the rock world, growing up here in Mississippi, listening to Led Zeppelin and Aerosmith and Ted Nugent, those kind of just the rock stuff.
Yeah.
And then I heard Al Di Meola, jazz fusion, and that really kind of inspired me. And then John McLaughlin followed after that. And then as I started to get more into bebop and straight ahead jazz, and people like Joe Pass, and then Pat Metheny came into. So people like that.
Yeah. You know, and I've actually heard a little Barney Kessel when you're playing, and definitely Pat Metheny.
Yeah, you know, probably a little bit more, actually leaning more toward the Barney Kessel thing. But
you definitely put your own stamp on it. I'll tell you, can we do one of yours?
Sure.
All right, great.
What you feel like.
It doesn't matter to me, but I just know that when you hear Barry Leach's composition and you've heard his playing, the personality definitely ties them together.
I wrote out a little chord chart here. I don't know if you know it, but you've probably never played it. But if you want to try this, it's called A Theme for a Dream.
I'll give it a shot, man.
And I wrote this for it was on the first Vamps record.
You know we can't edit me out, right?
It'll be fine. This is an arrangement on the fly for everybody.
This is a Barry Leach composition called Theme for a Dream.
Thank you.
Barry Leach, that's called Theme from a Dream. Barry, will that be on an upcoming album, or is it?
I've always wanted to do it just as a more low key thing, because when we did it, it was with the vamps and the horns and stuff, which was nice. I enjoyed it, but I just always kind of wanted to do it a little more guitar. So I might do it. So.
Very nice. What inspires you to write tunes like Theme for a Dream? What? How's it different from writing a vamps tune, for example?
I guess when I think about writing something for the vamps, those were more groove based, kind of a little more energy, a little more funk, kind of, sort of based around the
soul
just,
jazz.
Yeah, soul jazz, just a little bit, a little more movement. But this one just kind of, it was just something that sort of happened. Actually, way before the vamps is when this idea came up, and it just popped in my head, and just like a nice little standard, So I just kind of rolled with it.
It's very nice. That's Theme from a Dream. We want to remind you once again that we're brought to you today by Cremin Design and, of course, the good folks here at Fusion Coffee House, Tripp and the gang out here. Barry and I are sitting on the jazz spot, which is a red spot in the floor where all the energy in this place seem like a good place to play jazz. So this is where we are today. And we are headed for the Township Jazz Festival coming up in just a little over a month. So we want y'all to go to www.fusioncoffeehouse.net and stay tuned for details, and we'll be announcing the headliner and things like that in the coming weeks. So please check fusioncoffeehouse.net. Barry, what are we going to play, man?
How about, I know it's one of your favorites, let's do Barry's Blues.
And this is another Barry Leach composition. This was recorded by the Vamps, and this is a lot of fun. If you like the blues, but you wanted to swing, this is your song. This is Barry's Blues. Thank you. Yeah, now, which album was that on, Barry? Was that on the...
That was on Loose Wig, the first Vamps record.
Yeah, now, these albums still in print? Or are they on iTunes or anywhere? Or
Loose Wig's not in print. It is on iTunes. So you can get it under thevamps.com, or The Vamps on iTunes.
Okay.
And I do have copies of the second record, and then the other, my other stuff is under my name.
Yeah.
Bamber Barry Leach on that.
Cool, and a little bit later on, we'll be hearing some... selections off of your solo album, which is remarkable. I'll tell a little story about that a little bit later. But so Barry, who are some of your favorite composers?
You know, it's hard to say. There's so many that I liked. I love some of those real dark Miles compositions and you know, things like that, and just go back to like the just, you know, Harold Arlen and people like that. And just listen to those great old standards, and you know.
Yeah, it's really all about the melody, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it's you know, just talking about Miles and some of the dark things. You know, he did some pretty heavy things, but also some of the more accessible things, like the Kind of Blue album art. Standards anywhere you go nowadays. So you want to do one of those?
Maybe? Yeah, sure. What you feel like?
What do you think about maybe a little All Blues?
Okay.
So, Miles. Thank you. Larry Leach and Miles Davis. We're here at the beautiful Fusion Coffee House, and while we were playing that, we saw Miles over there on the wall. We got some great art in here. Photography, there's Louis Armstrong, Dizzy Gillespie, and we got Barry Leach in the house today, keeping the jazz tradition alive right here in Mississippi. Barry, I know you're going to kill me for saying this, you're a modest cat, but you were just voted the Jazz Musician of the Year in the 2011 Jackson Free Press Music Poll, Best of Jackson.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate that. That was a real, real honor.
Yeah, it is, because that means that's good for on a lot of different counts, because it means that that you are the man, and it means that people are listening to the man. So that's encouraging for the jazz scene here. Let's do another tune, Barry. And while you're pulling that up, I will tell everybody that we're sponsored by Crema Design. And we appreciate them. If you're interested in being a sponsor for the Jazz Series or getting involved in the festival, be sure to contact Tripp at FusionCoffeeHouse.net. That's TRIPP at FusionCoffeeHouse.net. And we'd love to have you involved in keeping the jazz thing going around here. And speaking of jazz,
how about some Oleo?
All right.
What you tell them about this tune, Barry?
This is a Sonny Rollins, kind of post-bop period, or you could call it bop, but it's a little bit later. But just one of my favorite tunes, just the melody, kind of moving around in its own way. And it's based over what they call rhythm changes, like I Got Rhythm, the old tune. So it's just based on that. A lot of boppers took old chord changes, like Charlie Parker's Donna Lee is Back Home in Indiana. An older tune. They took a lot of the chord changes and then they just put their own little takes on it with the melodies. So this is one of those. The
moving on that one, man. That's Barry Leach in the house, y'all. So Barry, other than guitar players, what I know with me, it's tenor sax players, you know, cats like Dexter. But other than guitar players, what when you're thinking of solo concepts, what instruments do you think of outside of the guitar?
I really like alto sax. I like either sax, alto, any kind of sax. Alto, tenor, Barry. And I like trumpet players a lot too. Like the way they're phrasing and stuff.
Yeah. It's really interesting. You know, we had Al Fielder in here one time, and a lot of the great drummers are, you know, singing the songs while they're playing.
Right.
So, you know, tuning in on the tenor or the trumpet player or whatever. It's their influences all around, and that goes back to your songwriting. Are there any songs that you've written for a particular person or event in your life that you can think of?
I can't really think of one that like to put in that. I guess I do have the one that's on my solo record that I can play it now or.
Maybe a little bit later. You play that on acoustic guitar?
Yeah, I do it on acoustic.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's just really interesting to me that when I hear some of your new material, kind of where it came from. You know, it's a really cool thing. Why don't we do a little something different? Have you got anything maybe about Chick Corea? I sat in with you one night and we did some.
We could do a 500 Miles High, possibly.
Okay. All right. This is one written by Chick Corea. It's called 500 Miles High, and this is Barry Leach on guitar. Thank you. Thank y'all so much. Yeah, we're going to tell you what we're going to do, y'all. We're going to take a couple of minutes. I'm going to talk to you about what's going to be going on here at Fusion. Barry's going to switch guitars, and then he's going to take this thing in a little different direction.